Professor Kelly Kane says those trying to protect certain species of birds, cranes, or plants often mark where they are and put a real or invisible fence around them. And that keeps out those who'd come to a wildlife area in order to see, for example, the courtship of birds. Under the philosophy of nature tourism, Kane says wildlife areas are nurtured as economic assets.
We've looked at them in a very biological, scientific sort of way where visitors were not welcomed and not recognizing that bringing people into the refuge is one of the best ways to make sure that money is appropriated at levels necessary to really take care of that refuge on a long-term basis.
In other words, Kane says the challenge of the new graduate program is for students to learn how to manage humans and wildlife in a way that helps the community attract tourists and jobs. For example, Amory is holding a community meeting Tuesday night to talk about the concept.
Amory is a very attractive community, has a lot of natural resources, and they're looking at wanting to preserve the quality of life in Amory by preserving the natural resources that they have, but also taking economic advantage of those.
Professor Kane expects to get students at UW River Falls who work in the hospitality industry, land use management, or wildlife fields. The program was developed with support from Watchable Wildlife, an international group that promotes wildlife viewing and nature appreciation. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.